We've been hearing all this week how India is becoming an international cultural force, including how Hollywood is turning to India to help animate its movies. This morning, NPR's Laura Seidel looks at a company that is introducing Indian mythology to the rest of the world.
Bangalore, India. The name alone evokes call centers and colorless office parks, places where American companies export work. But in a building on a quiet residential street downtown, an army of Indian animators is working to export their culture to you. Their source material is the elaborate pantheon of Hindu mythology.
In every state of India, we've got like about 100 different gods. Because everybody believes in a different god. They've got their own idols. Every idol is given its own name in every village. It's vast and it's amazing.
Neha Bajaj is an editor here at Virgin Comics, a company less than 2 years old. They've already published dozens of titles with names like Sadhu, Uma, Kali. The staff here know these stories from childhood.
The most more popular gods are the ones that we've all heard while we were growing up, from grandparents, the house help at home. Basically, that's how you hear about gods.
The illustrations have colors and shapes that resemble the walls of a Hindu temple. Long-haired warriors with narrow hips and robust chests, voluptuous women draped in colorful saris. Mostly the stories are heroic journeys where good triumphs over evil. The Hindu demon Raktavij is the basis for a comic called Virulence. Sharad Devarajan, Virgin's CEO, explains that in mythology, Raktavij wanted to live forever. The gods wouldn't quite grant him that.
They said to him that in order to stop anyone that may try to kill him, every drop of his blood would turn into another demon. And that would eventually, you know, make it very tough to kill this guy.
A writer at Virgin imagined what would happen if you put Raktavij in the middle of the conflict in Afghanistan and had a group of American and Indian troops discover a nest of the demons. At NPR, we let some of our staff imagine what Virgin's comic might sound like.
You okay?
Some scratches.
That blood demon in that story, how did Kali finally kill him?
Kali is the wife of Lord Shiva. Shiva tells the other gods that if they ask her to get rid of the demon, there will be long-term consequences.
He warns them, though, if you ask her to take care of this problem for us, you know, you can never quite ask her to come home and do the dishes. I mean, you've made her into something that you can't necessarily control, and the gods say, well, look, we have little choice.
Virgin's Gautam Chopra says the gods made a deal with Kali anyway.
That blood demon in that story, how did Kali finally kill him?
She had a giant tongue and she just licked up all of Raktavij's blood. Just like that.
Soldier, so what you're saying is that with a single stroke, she managed to end the threat completely? What's that?
The demon in Virulence piqued the interest of filmmaker John Moore. Moore directed the remake of The Omen and now has a deal with Fox to make a movie based on the comic. He saw a modern message in the ancient myth. Every time a terrorist is attacked, 10 more seem to pop up to replace him. Plus, Moore says it's not a story that's been overused by the Hollywood machine.
What was interesting was the fact that it was based on a mythology that people knew little or nothing about. The movie staples have been well worn by now, you know, whether it's vampires or werewolves or, you know, guys running around in capes and tights.
You are definitely not going to find guys in capes and tights in a Virgin comic. CEO Sharad Devarajan got the idea for Virgin when he was working in India with Marvel Comics. He worked on a version of Spider-Man that was rooted in a Hindu myth.
I think it was very successful, but, you know, at the end of the day, what we really wanted to do was create our own properties that really could stand at the forefront of the world and really champion a lot of this young, dynamic Indian creativity.
And if you're wondering why it is called Virgin Comics, it's because the main investor is Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines and Virgin Records. Then they set out to find the artistic talent in India. Chopra, who happens to be the son of Deepak Chopra, says the country was filled with young people who were used to doing back-end animation for American studios.
The way the Indian mind, unfortunately, has been trained in the last two decades is to emulate the best of the West because it's been built upon an outsourcing model. So we do a tremendous amount of unlearning.
When artists first arrive at Virgin, they are used to repressing their own culture, says illustrator Jivon Kang. Then it's like an explosion.
Initially, it's like letting loose a nuke. Suddenly, you've been doing outsourcing, suddenly you're allowed to do anything you want. You can't handle that kind of freedom all of a sudden. So it takes about 3 to 4 months of time to adjust.
Virgin has more movies in the works, and they are animating a massive online multiplayer video game based on a Hindu myth for Sony. The model for many here is Japanese manga, says editor Bajaj, the comic book form that mixed the Western tradition of comics with Japanese cultural traditions.
It's a cult now. Japanese comics and mangas become a cult. I think that's what we want to do with our Indian comics as well. Create a niche.
It took the Japanese some 50 years to develop manga into an international sensation. But with help from the internet, Gautam Chopra believes it may only take a few years for stories and images from India to become well-known all over the world.